Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
The whole Evan thing with the number, that was awkward. Awkward moment yesterday.
He was concerned about Key's safety.
Yeah, but
wanted
you just
to know
don't
where he was.
Yeah, but you just don't text your colleague's wife, you know, at what was that? 1:30, 2:30 in the morning, Key?
He was about to send the cops, get the door broken down.
Yeah, it was like probably 2:30, I think it was.
Yeah, see. That's yeah. Let me see my wife's phone go off at 2:30 in the morning. Who's calling? Evan?
Keyshawn, yeah, J. Will, and Max here on ESPN Radio. What's up,
whatever
Key?
Time it was out of pocket. So,
I mean, when this show is on, especially on the West Coast, that's out of pocket. There's no in pocket at this time of day.
Thought I was doing the right thing.
Yeah, no, I'm good, though. I'll let you know when I need you to reach out. You know, I'll let you know.
Would you? Yeah. Would take answering the phone to let me know.
You know what I'm saying? You know, but if you out of pocket, though, man, I almost, you know, went back to my childhood days and just wanted to reach through the camera and try to figure out what you had up your sleeve. You wasn't planning. See, you could have told me, oh, I was planning a surprise Christmas party and I didn't, you know, or something like that.
Nope, just genuinely concerned for your well-being.
Yeah. Okay.
Good friend.
Yeah. Good
should we throw this buddy. Out? Should we like?
You have people who care about you.
Should we ask the audience this? Was I wrong? So Key was not answering his phone. It was 5:30 Eastern, 2:30 where he is in L.A. I was concerned. I had called him five times. By the time we got to 5:45, I called one of our bosses.
Okay, Evan, we should be very clear. Number. The show starts at 6 a.m. Eastern.
Right. So I was concerned. I wanted him to be there for the start of the show. And I
have
want
I
to
ever
know, was I wrong for calling
show?
His wife after Key didn't answer five times? So I called his wife.
It's not Key. It's not like Key to show up late or go missing. He's prompt. He's
well, let's
all
hope
those
I
things.
Don't, well, let's just hope I don't go missing. How about that? Let's just hope I don't go missing. Because sometimes I watch these shows and who knows?
Stop. Don't
Yeah, you
got to
stop
that.
Watching those forensic shows. And by the way, that's probably what's rubbing off on Evan. That's why you got him all nervous. You got him scared.
It's a mystery.
Yeah, it's just like I tell my kids, if they kidnap me or do something, they're going to get me back. Same thing with my kids. My kids so bad, they ain't going to want you. They're going to kill you. Take them back.
Go oh, my God. Could you imagine you kidnap Key after about a half hour? You're like, all right.
Yeah, just go. Exactly.
Drop him
go.
On the next corner.
That was a bad deal. We didn't need to do that.
He takes up too much room in here, and then he won't stop talking.
They're like, we get it. You're from things. California. We get it. The weather's nice. We understand.
Key, you were at the Lakers last night?
Was that the Lakers? Or was that an arena with some players with gold jerseys on?
I mean, it looked like Jordan
right.
Poole.
Yeah, well,
from everything I saw last night, Jordan Poole was giving y'all the business.
Mm. Yeah, I wasn't really, to be honest with you, Jay. I took my kids to have a good time. Happened to be on ESPN. I used the ESPN box at Staples Center, and my kids wanted to go see Steph Curry, but guess what?
Yeah, that's how it works.
No Steph Curry.
Not that
Steph
kind of
Curry.
Party.
That's how it
so
works.
So they wind up seeing Westbrook and LeBron and AD, and they were pretty happy about that. So that's all I really care about. I was really watching the Dodgers game as I was sitting in the box on ESPN's dime. And, you know, when you get a box, Jay, you're like, oh, yeah, ESPN, that's cool. They go hook it up, everything. You know, I walked in.
They're like, sir, we need your credit card for drinks, please.
Man, all that. First of all, I couldn't even get in the suite. I'm standing at the door. It looked like I'm trying to jimmy it open because, you know, with all these phones now, so everything is scanned. So I'm trying to scan to get it in and can't get it in. The guy comes over. He said, oh, I can let you in, ESPN suite. Okay, yeah, that's right. So he let me in. I walk in. No popcorn, no hot dog. I was looking for a lazy hot dog that was all tinted green.
Wait, they didn't have this thing catered out? There's
nothing.
No like open
preseason,
bar,
guys.
No.
Guys, it's preseason.
It's Max the is 100%, yeah. Max is 100% right. Preseason. So that
no
was
one
fine.
Cares. No one
No,
cares,
that was fine because I walked down to concessions, got some stuff or whatever. And so they usually have, I don't know if you've ever been to Staples Center, but you've been to boxes before. Jay, they usually have like this dessert
I played
cart.
In the Staples Center, Key.
No, I'm talking about in the suite.
Oh,
fool,
yeah.
Not
yeah.
playing.
Yeah, yes, I've been there. Yeah.
So the cart comes around And, you know, Max the cart comes around with the dessert stuff. Mm-hmm. And so my kids are like, cool. They waiting for the apple caramel apples and the pretzels with the yogurt on it and all the dude like, yeah, it won't be here till like October 19th because it's the preseason and whatnot. I was like, oh, well, y'all, no sugar for you.
You're not seeing Steph and you ain't getting dessert, you know, but you might have fun anyway. The kids had fun though, right? I'll bet they had fun.
Absolutely. Yeah, because right. It was either the Dodgers and we know what the prices of the tickets would be or a free suite from the ESPN family.
Know what else though?
With nothing in it. You know either what? Or, your choice.
Getting in and out of Chavez Ravine, especially for a playoff game, you know, where the Dodgers play for a playoff game. Oh my God. You better clear the calendar for like a week.
No, what? But see, Max, you don't understand. The traffic yesterday was insane. Dodgers 6:30, Lakers 7:30, 110 freeway, right? I mean, you go 405. I was in a bad situation regardless because if I go 101 freeway all the way around through Hollywood, that's taking you to Dodger Stadium and Staples. So you're going to run into everything. So you go 405 to the 110, you're going to run into everything to the 101. I mean, the 405.
Yeah, there's no beating that.
What time did you leave for the game?
405 to the 10 to the 101. We left probably 6. We left right around 6 o'clock. We left right around because they got out of school, came home, showered, did what they needed to do, and we left at 6 o'clock. But we got there right at tip-off, basically. Yeah. But still – That was almost 2 hours in the car, and we were going 3 miles an hour, 3 miles an hour,
it's the
three
worst.
Miles an hour. And then I was thinking to myself, remember they talked about putting a football stadium downtown in L.A. Once upon a time, Dodgers Lakers football game all in one day at that time.
Got to take the week off of work to get there. Yeah, no.
But it was fun. I had a good time. Dodgers won.
Yeah, that's the main thing. We're burying the lead. The Dodgers won. They beat the Giants. Mookie Betts and Turner and starting Bueller on short rest. Everything worked out for the Dodgers. So you get a deciding game 5 here. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests on the Goodyear Hotline. Here's Jeff Passan on the Dodgers and Giants going to game 5.
This is what the Dodgers wanted. This is what the Dodgers needed. They were they were down 2-1, but they've been in a position like this before. Let's not forget, last year, again, no fans, understand, they were down 3-1 to the Atlanta Braves in the NLCS, came back and won that series, ended up getting a ring because of it. So it's not like the Dodgers look at pressure or look at a deficit as something that's impossible to overcome. They can look at this, a 2-1 deficit. We done been here before. Like, we have done this before. This isn't anything to us.
And then there's a championship team, a team with championship hopes, guys who's,
I hear what Jeff is saying. I don't know that we wanted that, but we certainly are going to accept it. I don't think we came in saying, oh, we want to be 2-2 with the Giants at the start of this whole playoff run, but we'll certainly take it because the two nights before, we certainly didn't play up to our capabilities, even though Max Scherzer was dealing after the home run. And then last night, everybody got on board, including Mookie Betts, which is amazing to me in baseball. Evan, you're a big baseball guy. I want you to chime in here with me really quick because when I look at Mookie Betts, Jay, and I say to myself, this guy does not get enough credit to be considered as the top player in Major League Baseball. I just don't understand why.
Mm. Yeah, well, when he's healthy, when everyone's healthy, he's considered second to Mike Trout. But when you factor in the playoffs, you can make an argument. All right, then there's a team, as I was saying, with championship hopes, who's telling one of their star players to stay home, for now at least.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How's your social battery right now? We all go through things socially where we don't feel like ourselves, where we don't feel like going out, where we feel drained, or we're not bursting with energy. And when you're not feeling right, that's where BetterHelp can come in. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills, how to set boundaries in so many different ways, for which it empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who experience major trauma. Therapy is for more than those people, and it's there to help you. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. It's there for you. It's there to help you. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests join on the Goodyear Hotline. We'll get more on the story from Brian Windhorst at 8:30, but the Nets will not have Kyrie Irving as a part-time player. Their decision, GM Sean Marks said, the franchise had no choice but to move on without Kyrie. Let's get the Straight Talk brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. Here is Nets GM Sean Marks yesterday.
I think we had everything on the board. We looked at everything. When you make a decision like this, it's one that you don't want to do it hastily. Again, involve all the parties. Think about all the variety of different outcomes. I think we all know what our objective is this year and how this a decision like this may be able to fix that ultimate objective. So they're never easy decisions. But end of the day, I think we're looking at putting a group of people out there that are going to be able to participate fully. And that's where this comes down to. And we're not looking for partners that are going to be, you know, halftime. I don't think that would be fair, not only on the team and staff and ownership and fans, but to be quite frank, not fair on Kyrie either.
That's Straight Talk. Straight Talk Wireless, no contract, no compromise. And Jay, it sounds like the Nets don't want to compromise. They don't want a part-time player.
I said this before. The Nets have the right to do what they need to do in order to help them win a championship. And when you have a player that will come in and out, that disrupts the rhythm of your basketball team. And it takes away moments because of Kyrie's gravity to the ball, which is deserving because of his talent. For guys like Patty Mills, for guys like Joe Harris, for guys that you need to get them those reps in order so they can be ready for those big moments. So I'm in agreement with them. But mark this down, the Nets can still win a championship without Kyrie Irving. Will the road be more difficult? Yes, 1,000%. But let's not act like we didn't see Kevin Durant be a size 19 shoe away from beating Milwaukee last year.
Who won the chip,
yeah. Okay? So, and James Harden was playing on one damn leg.
Nah, that wasn't James Harden. Stop.
So yeah. James Harden at his best with Kevin Durant, with the depth that they've got, getting DeAndre Bembry is a big pickup.
But Jay, one
getting
thing?
Guys like Patty Mills, a big pickup. You wouldn't probably talk about that.
Patty Mills is a huge pickup in the offseason. Yeah.
I mean, think about it. They have Nick Claxton. You have Paul Millsap that you added too, even though he's towards the latter part of his career. They have the depth. It's just a matter of them actually making it hit on all cylinders.
I want to ask you one thing, though. Kyrie with KD is who built that two-game lead in that series, right? Then KD really didn't have Harden, and he won one more game essentially by himself. But the fact that it got to a game seven, I was like, oh, he didn't have Kyrie or Harden. No, he got two of those wins with Kyrie. And you're saying KD and Harden, I agree, could win a championship together with everything else they have. But, Key, would you make them the favorites, even out of the East, without
I would.
Kyrie? Jay, you would make them the favorites to come out of the East without Kyrie.
Favorite, yes.
I think maybe you're right. What about you, Key?
I think so. I, It'll be close, but I think so. I'm with you, Jay. You got the basketball experience, having played in the NBA. You know what it takes to do these sort of things. And when you look at what other teams are stacked up, so let's start in Boston. Are they better than Boston? To me, they are.
Yes.
Right? Are they better than Miami? Yes, they are.
Yes.
Are they better than Philadelphia without a Ben Simmons? Yes, they are. And maybe even with a Ben Simmons, I'm assuming, because his head won't be right. You can't decide that you want in, want out, want back in. So that whole thing is screwy-looey in there. Atlanta could be interesting because they've grown from a year ago. They've gotten better. They've gone through some stuff. And when you look at it, Nate McMillan is there full-time now, right, Jay? So they may be able to give them a little bit of run for their money. Who am I missing, Jay?
We got, I mean, that
Bucks.
But, I mean, he said Bucks.
He Bulls, said the Bucks. Maybe.
I think the Bulls are that next tier. I defer to you on this, Jay, on this situation, because you can help me understand the landscape of the Eastern Conference as a whole. We always talk about one or two teams, right? We're always talking about Philadelphia, maybe Boston, but now this thing is all, they got new head coach, things is all a little bit different there. And then there's obviously Philadelphia. So I like Atlanta. I mean, I didn't forget about the Knicks, but I don't think the Knicks are true contenders.
You got a key. You got Philadelphia, Milwaukee, you have Chicago, you have Atlanta who are going to be there. Miami's going to be there. But I still think with the talent of having Kevin Durant and James Harden, they are the favorite in the East. The question becomes, when you start comparing them, Key, to the team that you saw last night, you know, what kind of continuity can be built with Russell Westbrook, LeBron James, and AD? Obviously, AD is a special talent. Everybody needs to stay healthy. The question you always have about Russell Westbrook is, when it comes down to the playoffs, when that court starts to shrink and they take away those driving opportunities, will he be able to knock down shots? Because him and LeBron James operate the same kind of space, right? Yeah. They both love to attack that rim going downhill. So then if you have the ball in LeBron James' hand when it counts, can Russ spread the floor? That's going to be a major question.
So much of the hand-wringing about Russell Westbrook, oh, he's doing this, he's doing that, really comes down to he doesn't shoot it very well, right? Well, like if Russell Westbrook had a pure shot, he would be the best player that you've ever seen. He just doesn't shoot it great. But that's the reason that if everyone's at full strength, the Nets would be favored. Without Kyrie,
I think the Lakers are favored. I don't know that they would even be favored. Watching them last night, Jay, I'm just telling you.
I watched
the
game.
You know more. You know, I'm just saying in person. You know more basketball than you forgot more basketball than I would ever know in anybody on this show. But in the end, you think about watching him in person last night, man. And I was going to ask you this off air, and my brain went somewhere else. From 0 to 100, that dude would go from one end of the court to the next.
Oh, it's different.
Yeah.
And it was like 4 moves to get to the other end. It wasn't even, you know what I'm saying? It was like boom, 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 bam. And he was already at the cup and explosive. If LeBron can get him to settle down a little bit, I think, and another person that is an X factor, in my opinion, is a dude that used to play in New York, that played in Portland. Melo, man.
Yeah.
Melo was shooting the ball. You could tell last night he was getting comfortable on how he was stroking. Everything didn't go in, but everything looked like it's going to go in when the regular season starts. So I don't know if the Nets can beat the Lakers if they have full strength, and this is not being a homer. This is just having an opportunity to see them together on the court last night as one unit. Again, Jay, you would know better than me. That's
long
why
season.
I defer to you in this situation. Because you've been there, done it, and I didn't play basketball in the pros.
Well, it's all good. Long season, styles, and how they play, Key. And, it will be interesting. You will see Brooklyn play a very fast pace. Very fast pace. And when you still have Blake Griffin on the floor who can space out the floor with one of the most innovative offensive players the game has ever seen, combined with the most efficient scoring elite player the game has ever seen, that's still one hell of an algorithm, man.
And Blake Griffin was washed, and then we saw him posterize Giannis. And it's not like if he can do that, that means there's still a lot of Blake in there. And if he's your fourth option, or if he becomes your third, that's tough for the Nets.
And my thing, you still look at the Lakers and you see the names, right? Key, like,
yeah,
you know, names like that snack. Like, you always talk about that snack, crackle, pop. Like, oh, damn, Melo. You got
Rondo, you got LeBron, you got AD, you got all the names are overwhelming, but style of play matters, you know, especially when you get to the playoffs.
My 9-year-old son was like, them dudes old though, Dad. You know, I'm like, yeah, but them names, man. Ooh. I seen them names on the back of them jerseys, like you mentioned. Dwight Howard. I mean, you just think about it. I was like, damn. It's they got a lot of star power.
This is my question for Jay right now. I think we agree. If everyone's at full strength, Nets are big favorites. If they have Kyrie and everybody, right?
I wouldn't say big favorites.
They are, or would you favor them?
Yes.
Okay. Over the Lakers in the finals.
Yes.
If they don't have Kyrie, who is the favorite to win the finals in your opinion, Jay?
I would still say the slight favorite are the Brooklyn Nets.
Over the Lakers and the Nets don't have Kyrie?
Because of the age and because of the style of the play in which the Lakers will play. Yes.
Whoa. And this is how we start the day. Start the day is brought to you by Indeed. If you need to hire, visit Indeed.com.
Mark that down, buddy.
We are asking on the Dr. Pepper Twitter feed, can the Nets still win the NBA championship this year without Kyrie Irving? Can, but wow, Jay still make them favorites. Be a part of KJM Nation on the Dr. Pepper Twitter feed or call in line 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. ESPN Nation is presented by Dr. Pepper. College football's back. So are the fans. Return to glory with Fansville by Dr. Pepper, the ones fans deserve. Nets have two former MVPs, which is why Jay still makes them championship contender. But which championship contender in the NFL has the front runner for MVP of the NFL? That's next. Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 80.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack your 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th, one-time use only, not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Podcast.
Are the Nets, who at full strength are the favorites to win the whole thing, but without Kyrie Irving, Sean Marks, the GM, saying yesterday, oh, we can't have part-time players until he's fully available to us, he's not going to play, practice or play. Are the Nets still the favorites without Kyrie, or does that make the Lakers had a fighting chance anyway, but are the Lakers now the favorites if Kyrie doesn't play for the Nets? On the Dr. Pepper Twitter feed, we're asking that question. Are the Nets still favorites to win the title or at least come out of the East without Kyrie? All right. Let's see. Coach Ja says no. Kyrie and the Nets favorites still? What more does Giannis have to do? They still got their big three with championship experience added in. Can the Nets hold up playing that fast? Who protects the rim? Questions all around for all teams for sure. What about that, Jay? The Bucks kind of won with as Toronto did with against a compromised Golden State team. The Bucks won against in the first round against a compromised Nets team and almost lost.
Well, not even the first round. I mean, they swept Miami in the
second round. Yeah.
Swept Miami in the first round. Miami had COVID issues the whole season. They never really got their rhythm playing, but you can only play the people in front of you. Give the Bucks credit on that. The game with Brooklyn, that series goes to 7, where it goes into OT, a prolific performance by Kevin Durant. The Nets still had a chance to win that. The Bucks won that. Then they played Atlanta in the Eastern Conference Finals. They didn't play Philadelphia, which is a team they should have played. Now, regardless of whether Joel Embiid having 8 turnovers, Ben Simmons not shooting the ball, Doc Rivers really not giving them the right sets that they needed in order to win that game. And then they played Phoenix. They didn't play the Lakers in the NBA Finals. They played Phoenix, which is a team that was playing off out of their mind. give a lot of love to CP3 and Devin Booker, DeAndre Ayton, but it felt like it was a byproduct of them having the right road. I'm not taking anything away from the Bucks. You can only play the teams in front of you, but if you're still looking about who they play, that matters. We talk about that on this show. We talk about in the NFL. Oh, the Panthers are 3-0. Well, look who they played. Like, who you play matters to when you win a championship. So my thing is looking at the Bucks, they are still right there. But based upon what I've seen this year thus far, like, I still would have the Brooklyn Nets and the Lakers slightly favored over the Milwaukee Bucks.
Jay,
yes.
Milwaukee didn't grow from their experience.
1,000%. 1,000%, Key. I'm not saying that they didn't. Obviously, getting Grayson Allen really helps. I think with Dante DiVincenzo, that he was out last year. Losing P.J. Tucker hurts. Like, it's certain parts that I think for this team you're starting to wonder a little bit about. But I still think they are there. Key, let me ask you this question, because you watched the Hoops games with me last year. When you watched them, did you feel like they were the overwhelming favorite last year? Would you say, knowing what you've seen them play last year, are they the favorite this year for you?
Well, they grew on me, right, because there was so much reservation about what we were going to get out of Giannis. But he showed me something. Remember I told you when he came back off the hyperextension knee that was big boy to me. And from there, it almost felt like that things just grew for them. And I take the experience, much like you did. Let's go to your college career at Duke. You look at it and you learn from whatever mistakes that there were throughout the course of the season. So when you had the opportunity, right, to run it back, you did what you needed to do. And I look at the same thing with the Milwaukee Bucks. It was so much, oh, Coach Bud, oh, is he going to get fired if he doesn't get out of round one? Is he going to get fired if he does? You know, go ahead, tell me all that stuff.
No, that was the conversation as it relates to scheme. Look, the Milwaukee Bucks are a very talented basketball team. I mean, they did lose P.J. Tucker, who defended Kevin Durant, the best we've seen anybody defend Kevin Durant last year, Key.
Yeah,
to the Miami
he was
Heat.
In him.
To the Miami Heat now, okay? So I think that was a big loss for them from a defensive perspective. I'm not saying they can't be there, but there was nothing that last year watching them make that incredible run that made me think this year, considering the way the pieces have moved in the league, where I'm saying they're the favorite in
the
East.
Yeah, look, the fact is,
just because they won a championship last year.
The fact is there was a condensed schedule last year. And whether or not whether it's correlation or causation, there were more major injuries to star players last year than any playoff I can remember in the NBA. And so we got a funky result in the finals. We got the Bucks against the Suns. That ain't going to happen again. And I know that they both got better, but when you look at barring injury, okay, it could happen again, but barring injury, if the Nets were at full strength, no one's stopping them in the East. If they're at full strength without Kyrie, game on. And if the Lakers are at full strength, they are going to be a whole lot in the West. And really, for me, it's with Kyrie, I think most people would say Nets are going to win this thing. Without Kyrie, now
Jay,
what? Are the Lakers the favorites to win the whole thing? You still say the Nets are favored over the Lakers without Kyrie.
I think there's some factors that go into that. Who gets number one overall number one seed? Are they playing the games in Brooklyn? Are they playing in L.A.? I love all the pieces that L.A. has as well. We're talking about one of the most prolific scorers the game has ever seen in Kevin Durant and one of the most innovative offensive players the game has ever seen in James Harden, both in their prime. LeBron James, back-to-back seasons where he's coming off slight injuries. I'm not saying LeBron James is not one of the greatest players the game has ever seen, right? But LeBron James, we saw, like, how much gas does he have in the tank? Can you count on Anthony Davis? Now, you can make some of these same questions about Kevin Durant, you know, second year off Achilles injury. You know, will James Harden be healthy? I just think the age of the Lakers is something that factors into why I would still have the Brooklyn Nets slightly favored over the Lakers.
James Harden showed up looking out of shape like a hot mess in Brooklyn, rolled out of bed and was giving him 30 points with a triple-double on a nightly basis, and then wrecked the Western Conference on that road trip with Kyrie sometimes, no KD. They're a lot. Let's go to the Dr. Pepper feed call-in line. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Are the Nets the favorites to win the title, Q, in Milwaukee?
Hey, thank you for having me, you guys. Actually, I'm going to flop my answer. I was going to say the Nets do have a chance, but you know what? That whole team is a mass unit. Kyrie is hurt half the time. James Harden is hurt half the time. If you look at the last 5 years, their total games played, and look at their first 5 years in the league, tell me if they're going to play a full season. I don't know. Going to my Milwaukee Bucks, I'm not just saying this because I'm a homer. Ending last season, ending the playoffs, what more questions does Giannis and this unit have to answer? Everybody stepped up. Middleton stepped up. Drew stepped up. Our nucleus is there. And Keyshawn, I'm just going to say this. 1988, everybody wants to talk about how Kyrie got hurt. Isaiah Thomas got hurt. That chip doesn't mean any less to that 88 Laker team. I'm out.
Hold on. I got to ask you a question, man. Stay on the phone for 1 second. What does last year have to do with this year? Like, nobody.
Last year has a lot to do with this year and the fact that they ended last year strong, not just with a chip, but everybody stepped up. They stepped up big time. They're going to bring that momentum to this year. They didn't lose any big pieces outside of PJ, but we got Bobby Porter's back.
But PJ Tucker was a massive loss. Do you know we were on air talking about last year that PJ Tucker defended Kevin Durant the best out of anybody we've seen defend Kevin Durant?
Also a great locker room
Bobby
guy.
Porter's ain't defending Kevin Durant that way. That's a huge miss for them. And nobody's sitting here saying, are you having the Phoenix Suns back in the Western Conference Finals?
Right.
Like, so I understand what last year was. That doesn't necessarily mean that, and it doesn't take anything away from a chip last year. They are still world champions. Respect. It's not disrespectful to say that the world champions last year are not the favorites to win it this year.
I think what he's saying is like Drew Holiday and Chris Middleton, when guys like that step up in the finals, even if Drew gave you the sense that he was that kind of player, when you actually do it, it kind of raises your own game going into the next season because you've demonstrated your kind of clutch ability to come through in those kind of games.
I agree. Don't forget about Miami.
Yeah,
still waiting about Victor Oladipo, Markieff Morris. You talk about PJ Tucker, Jimmy Butler, Tyler Hero. I mean, look, there are teams that are replenished. They had a lot of COVID issues last year. Max, you made mention of all the injuries we had last year. But look, that's what it takes to win a championship. Right, Key? Like, all the things need to fall into line in order for it. We talked about Tampa Bay last year, Key. Like, you broke down on our show the road that they had to get a championship. It doesn't mean they can't win a championship again, but same things have to go. The ball has to bounce your way sometimes perfectly for you to win a chip.
Absolutely. You got to stay healthy. You got to hit the right teams and play the right teams, right matchups, all of those sort of things. And like you said, it's got to fall your way. What I would say about the Nets, though, when you got two of the best players in the world, you always got a fighting chance. And so what I would say about the Milwaukee Bucks is when you got Middleton and Drew, to me, that's one player, right? Yeah. Then you got Giannis as another player. So you essentially got two of the best players out of three in the world. But when you talk about teams out west, let's not forget about the Golden State Warriors, right? You can't forget about them. I haven't seen them at full strength yet. We don't know what Klay going to look like with Steph Curry, with Wiggins, along with Draymond. We just don't know yet. Let's see all that together before we start counting everybody out and just putting the Lakers in and forgetting about Phoenix. Phoenix did go to the championship. Yes, it was different. Clippers got hurt. Lakers was banged up. LeBron in and out. AD in and out. But you grow from something. You just do. And Booker and CP3, they learned a valuable lesson along with DeAndre Ayton. So you know, Jay, you got to give everybody they just do. And we can't just keep saying it's the Nets and the Lakers. We said that all last year. It's the Nets and the Lakers. And look at what happened.
Yeah, I wouldn't cut out Denver either with Jamal Murray coming back. I mean, let's not forget about where they were 2 years ago. Michael Porter just signed that four-year, $207 million extension.
Good Lord, that's a lot of money.
Yes, and they have Jokic, too, the former MVP.
The West is a little different. Barring injury, and in reality, you can't bar injury. You bring it up, Jay. Kyrie is often injured. KD with the Achilles, the whole thing. So you can't say barring injury. At full strength, no one in the East is stopping the Nets. The West is tougher.
Yes.
West is a tougher conference. So the Lakers have more work, I think.
But is the West a tougher conference, Jay?
Yeah.
Is it, though?
I mean,
Is it really a tougher conference?
The East has gotten better. I get Miami's going to be replenished. The Bucks will be there.
Bulls are better.
The Bulls are a lot better. It might be more even, Key.
Which is the better conference?
Do we know anything about Boston? Do you know anything about Boston other than what we saw at the end of last season?
I think a lot about Boston depends upon how Udoka gets Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown to take the next step in their career. Like those two have to be dominant. But I would still say Boston took a little step back because of the point guard not having Kemba. Granted, he had a lot of injuries. But I think Boston is there, but I don't want to say Boston is in the upper echelon of the Eastern Conference.
By the way, the Warriors, not only are they going to have Steph and Clay and Dre, but they have a lot of tradable assets. Like if a superstar becomes available, if they want to make a move, I don't know if there's a team better positioned mid-season to add a giant piece if they wanted to. You know, they have a lot of guys they drafted high up recently and Wiggins. It's going to be interesting. Keyshawn, Jay Willimax, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. Get a Samsung Galaxy A32 5G for only $299, no contract. Straight Talk Wireless, 5G-capable device required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary.
In a 24-hour news cycle, everything feels like news.
Yeah, it's not news at all.
Let's find out what's hot news or not news.
Key, will you tell me? Is this hot news or is not news?
You're so scary, you're going to throw it to me.
We welcome in the show right now, Jeff Darlington. Jeff, are you there?
Jeffrey!
I am. What's going on? How we doing?
Good, man. Good this morning.
Good, man.
All right. Before we get to hot news or not news, let's start with the conversation we had yesterday about the MVP of the NFL after Lamar Jackson's performance on Monday Night Football. Jeff, who is the MVP of the NFL at this moment?
Man, I hate this conversation. Remember who's the MVP of the NFL? I'm going to pour water all over this, and it's not very cool of me. But remember who the MVP was after Week 5 of last year? We were talking about Russell Wilson, like just hand him the trophy finally. And then all of a sudden, he tapered off toward the end of the season. It's so hard. I mean, look, if we're going to do
Jeff,
Josh Allen.
Jeff, I'm not asking who's going to be the MVP. I'm saying it's Week 5. We've seen five
you
games.
Want me to
who's
the
MVP
right now?
Right
we want to
now.
Give the
yeah, boy,
away.
Yeah.
Man, I'd have a tough time not giving it to Kyler Murray, to be honest with you. I mean, he's got Arizona at 5-0, and he's playing lights out. So I know what Lamar's done. I know what Josh Allen has done. But to be fair, and I don't know that Kyler Murray's going to wind up with it at the end of the year, right now, it's hard to overlook what he's doing in Arizona.
Yeah, it is hard to overlook that. It is hard to overlook that, Jeff, but I need you to go back to sleep and wake back up and look at what Lamar Jackson has done despite not having the same type of weapons that Kyler Murray has had in his arsenal. They discovered a running game in Arizona.
That's fair.
There's no real running game in Baltimore. There is no A.J. Green in Baltimore. There is no DeAndre Hopkins in Baltimore. And need I say, there isn't. What else is there not in Baltimore? Christian Kirk in Baltimore. I mean, when you start to look at the packages and the things, they discovered a tight end in Williams. And so even though they have Mark Andrews in Baltimore, he's certainly playing – with less talent around him from an offensive output than Kyler Murray.
I agree with you, Key, on Lamar Jackson to this
point. I do
point,
like that, Key.
I'm going to give a little future projection here, Jeff Darlington. I'm going to go with Josh Allen. You said his name before. Like, it's – let's not get it – 12 TDs and two interceptions. 188 rush yards and two TDs. Like, they're the best team in the AFC. You saw it on the biggest stage when they played against Kansas City. And think about their schedule, guys, coming up. At Titans, Dolphins, Jags, Jets twice, Colts. Like, their offense is going to get a chance to continue to be prolific, averaging 34.4 points a game.
I think at this moment, I was all prepared to say it was Kyler Murray going into Monday Night Football. I think by a hair, it's got to be Lamar Jackson for the reasons that Key pointed out. Look at the offense that he's been responsible for by himself and some of the wins he has, including over Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs, and then the comeback on Monday Night Football. I think it's Lamar by a hair over Kyler at this moment. Are we ready to play hot news or not news?
I like that.
Let's do it. Tom Brady is dealing with a thumb injury. Here's what he said yesterday.
The quarterback's right hand is important at the end of the day, so it's not like it's your left hand. If it was my left hand, I wouldn't think 2 seconds about it. But, the fact that it's your throwing hand, I mean, there's not many things that are that important to a quarterback other than probably your right shoulder and your right elbow and your right hand. So anytime, you get banged on one of those, it could be an issue. But like I said, I think there's no serious injury at all. So it's just more of discomfort, but I think that should be gone here next day or two.
Brady's thumb injury, Jeff, hot news or not news?
It's not news. I'm inclined to say anything that's dealing with Tom Brady is news, but I just know that after the game, I was at the game the other day. This was not something that was overly concerning to him then. He was able to throw in practice. Like, the guy won a game when his thumb was completely ripped open back with the Patriots. He required stitches and he still won. This is not even close to that. This is more just a matter of soreness. Not news. Not news.
Key?
No, it's certainly not news. I mean, it's really move on from that. Quarterbacks always get a little nick of bruise here. Tom Brady doesn't miss games. I'm not worried about it at all.
Jay.
All right. Let's go to our next one then, since we all agree
that's
not
news.
Well,
Jay, hot news or not news, brother?
Well, I mean, whenever Tom Brady has a cough, it's hot news.
Of course it's hot news.
He's a scratch on the knee. It's hot news.
The GOAT has an injury on the thumb of his throwing hand. It's hot news, whether you like it or not. And then if it turns out fine. But that's the reason we're talking about it.
That's not news.
Chandler Jones is on the COVID-19 list after a positive test. Is it hot news or not news, Jeff?
Well, I mean, look, you heard me talk about – I'm going to say it's hot news. You heard me talking about the Arizona Cardinals earlier. I mean, this is a 5-0 team. This is a team we need to be paying attention to. And I don't know that everybody would have expected that coming into this year, given the division that they're in. So Chandler Jones, who's played like an absolute beast this season, absolutely deserves our attention if he's potentially not on the field. So, certainly, yeah, it's significant for the Cardinals.
Certainly hot news. There's no question about it. Whenever you're missing a guy like Chandler Jones that gives them that edge, that gives them – what they need on the defensive side of the ball. You pair him with J.J. Watt. We saw what he was doing earlier in the season, what he continues to do. The sack total isn't all the way up there like it was against Tennessee, but he is one of the leaders on the defensive side of the ball. And Jeff, you know this as well as anything. He's trying to get paid. He doesn't have time to be missing. He's trying to get that
exactly.
check. He's trying to get that bag. So it is hot news.
All right, Jeff. Tua Tagovailoa can come off the IR this week and is likely to play Sunday. Hot news or not news?
That's hot news, man. I mean, look, this is very significant because the Miami Dolphins, without Tua, have proven not to be a very good team. And the pressure was on Tua coming into this season to show that he could elevate himself to where people believed this team was. And in his absence, we've quickly realized that this team is not what many believed it to be.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.